Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld announced this week that the United States plans to remove most American troops from Saudi Arabia and that a Saudi airbase south of Riyadh no longer will serve as the main U.S. Air Command Center in the Middle East. Rumsfeld has rejected speculation that the Air Command Center might be moved to Iraq. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Saudi Arabia is only the latest in a series of Mideast allies to see its relationship with the U.S. sour. There were cozy ties with the Shah of Iran in the 70s until he was toppled in an anti-American Islamic revolution. There was a flirtation with Saddam Hussein in the 80s. The Saudi partnership grew stronger after the Gulf War in 1991, but it was always difficult. The country is home to Islam's holiest sites, and there were two terror attacks against U.S. forces there in the mid-90s. Tom Donnelly of the American Enterprise Institute echoes many analysts who say the U.S. military departure from Saudi Arabia is a good thing. The new U.S. base for air operations in the region is the tiny nation of Qatar, a far less controversial spot, but few see that as a replacement for Saudi Arabia. Much better, says Donnelly, would be Iraq.
If you had to pick one spot for the Persian Gulf, you would pick Iraq. And if you're worried about other things like Iranian missile developments, you know, the Iraqi Western Desert is a great missile defense intercept site if you want to even protect continental Europe.
Retired defense intelligence analyst Patrick Lang agrees. Iraq is centrally located, he says, with open spaces and a highly skilled population for support staff. But along with the pluses, he says there is a big minus.
On the negative side, there's a very high likelihood that Iraqis in particular and Arabs in general are going to react to this idea with extreme hostility and going to be very upset about the idea that you've created this presence in their midst, which they will interpret as neocolonialism.
However Arab states react, Michael Dunn of the Middle East Journal says the U.S. may feel compelled to stay in Iraq for larger reasons.
Whenever you take the world's major concentration of oil and gas reserves with weak or semi-stable states possessing a lot of the wealth and larger states such as Iran with less wealth, there is going to be a certain amount of security threat and instability regardless of the regime.
Dunn says Iran and Iraq will always covet the greater wealth of their small neighboring states, and so the U.S. will always have an interest in warding off such temptation. He says for the past two decades, the U.S. military has protected oil lanes with a small presence, poised to send in greater force. Now the occupation of Iraq has brought a large number of ground troops. Tom Donnelly of the American Enterprise Institute says it would be foolish to send them home.
We have learned since September 11th that instability in this part of the world can be fatal for Americans. And now we have this huge stack of chips that we've bet on the future of Iraq. The entire world is watching what happens in Iraq and seeing if we can do what we say, bring liberal democracy to the Arab world.
But that may be a larger undertaking than many Americans realize or are prepared for, says former intelligence analyst Patrick Lang.
The question is, are we going to treat the region with benign neglect and deal with it from a distance as we tried to do in the past? Or are we going to stay deeply engaged as we are now and seek simply to reorganize the place to our taste, which will mean a deep involvement in the Gulf, in Iran, in Syria, in Palestine?
Lang says this question and the eventual answers to it mark a major turning point, not only for the future of the Middle East, but also for the United States and its role in the world. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.